Well, Gerry Harvey joins me on the line now. It's great to have you on the show. Thanks for your time, Mr. Harvey.
Well, I was driving along, taking the kids to school, and I heard that and I thought, where the hell did that come from?
You've certainly done a bit of your own bit for charities over the years. So when a newspaper like the Herald quotes you as saying that giving to the homeless is giving to no-hopers, is that what you really think?
No, definitely not. And the problem is that that was a book. It was some months ago. And the guy's doing an interview with me, asking lots of questions for a couple of hours. And I'm talking to him. And he's put all of that in the book, which is fair enough. I've said it all. But the point is, I give a lot of money to all these charities, millions and millions and millions over the years. And I said, I've got the quote in front of me. I said it's sort of wasted in some respect, giving it to people that you're going to get no result from. But I'd still give it to them. We still should give it to them. I didn't say at any stage that we shouldn't give them the money. But I said, when you see someone that's been a bludger all their life and they don't help themselves, and you try to help them, and they still don't help themselves, then they get to 65 and they go on the pension and you're still helping them. At the end of the day, you must think to yourself, there's someone I can give some money to that will help themselves. Which one do you give the money to?
I get the impression some people had trouble with the implication that the homeless that was specifically quoted in the article...
No, that's just my... maybe I shouldn't say homeless. Maybe I should say people that, are bludgers or something like that. But I did say that as well. I didn't just say homeless.
But in your experience, what are the charitable causes that are trying to help out people who are essentially bludgers? A lot of the feedback we got from charities was that the people who are requiring their services are a case of there but for the grace of God go I. People who aren't there because they're too lazy to do anything about their situation, but their situations have just got beyond their ability to deal with them.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's people with mental problems and physical problems and depression and all sorts of things. And I've given money to all of those charities over the years. So I agree. And I'm not talking about them. And it's a bit of an unfortunate word sometimes. And if I had to rephrase it again, obviously I would. But I didn't raise it as an issue. I mean, I didn't talk to some reporter about it. This is a book. I didn't ever expect, maybe naively, that this would have caused this sort of furor.
And these things do cause furor. They do roll out of control. I've received an SMS when I mentioned that I was going to talk to you from David in Maroubra, who said, Gerry Harvey had better backpedal in earnest because, as it stands, I would never shop at his store again. These are the possible implications of quotes like this coming out in the media, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. And the problem is that the ABC, you picked it up and you've used one line and it's misrepresented me totally.
I will say in my defence, I quoted extensively from the Herald article on Friday, yeah. And I did say a couple of times these things can often be lost in translation or in context. So what's the essence of your message, Mr. Harvey? What do you really believe on this subject?
I believe that you should help people. I mean, and I do it myself. But I do believe that, the point of what I was talking about was developing more. I said, kids go to school. We develop them at school. We develop them later on in the workplace. And I was talking about Harvey Norman developing people in the workplace so that we get better quality individuals, so that we get less people that are dependent or get into problems. So my real point was, let's create better quality people, more of them, so we have less people dependent. But that was the whole point of it.
Do you think there are some charities that fail in taking on that broader mission? Because a lot of charities would respond and say, that's exactly what we try and do. It's exactly what we are doing. It's what we do a lot better now than we might have 20 or 40 years ago, where there might have just been handouts given to people.
They do both. And I mean, I don't condemn them for do. If I mean, when I was an 18-year-old at university, I drive past a guy at night time lying in the gutter. And everyone's driving past him. I pull up, I get him to talk to me, where do you live? And he can't tell me. He's in shelters. So I take him around to a couple of shelters and a couple of charities. And a couple of hours later, no one takes him. So I take him back to my room. at the university, and I sleep on the floor with him for the night. Then I pick him up in the morning and I say, now what am I going to do with you? And there's nothing I can do with him. I've got no money. I'm 18. I've got a car. So I take him back to a park bench. So, you know, maybe I, you know, you still help those people, but how do they help themselves? Now, if you can save some of them, well, that's wonderful. But, and you just do the best you can. Again, back to my point, all I'm trying to do is have less of them. That was the whole point. Let's have less people with problems out there that you have to support. That was all I was saying.
I'm talking with Gerry Harvey on the subject of charity and well-directed charity in response to quotes of his that were, well, quotes that were attributed to him last Friday. Mr. Harvey, Tim Costello said recently on this show that there are too many charities in Australia, that a lot of young people with the best of intentions set up a foundation or a charity when in fact they'd be better just trying to raise money for some of the more established charities. Do we do charity well in Australia?
Oh, across the board, I think we do, yes. I mean, when you compare with what we do in Australia to an awful lot of countries that I've been to, you know, we do a wonderful job. You've got to remember in the old days, people used to look after their parents and their family. They were all part of the family unit. There was no social service. That exists in a lot of countries now. And it's interesting when you go to some of those countries, even though they haven't got a social service, they've got a better family unit. And you look at it and you think, well, we look after our poor and old people, but how do we look after them? We don't keep them in the family home. We've got enough money to go and put them in some little place called a nursing home or pay somebody to look after them so we don't even have to talk to them.
I've just received an SMS just as I let you go, Mr. Harvey. Someone's just SMS'd. What's Gerry Harvey's definition of a quality individual? What would you define a quality individual as, Gerry?
Oh, somebody that's responsible for their own actions, that they do the best they can in terms of educating themselves, keeping themselves physically fit, helping others, just being a good corporate citizen.
Great to speak to you. Thanks for your time.
Okay.